you spot him, that focus on the interpreting Eicha in a positive way. Yeah, first of all, there's Rishimus of the Samach Tzedek according to Chassidus, that a number of psukim he explains in a positive way according to Chassidus. There's also a sefer by the Ben Ishchai that Ashkacha Pradis I got a hold of a copy this year. It's called Nechamas Tzion. What he does in this sefer is basically interprets most of the psukim on an interesting chat in a positive way. Now, just in the general understanding of what the basic approaches that there are for interpreting Eicha in a positive way, there's a few approaches. One is that when Mashiach will come, the negative things, right, like the Pasuk says in the Teichicha, that Eibush will put all the negative things on your enemies. So a lot of the negative verses will be fulfilled on the enemies of the Jews. So that's one way of explaining it. In other words, the number of psukim, that's how he explains it. Another nekuda is that it's when Mashiach will come, we'll see how through the negative things that we suffered, that brought about the Gula, the great revelations of the Gula. Furthermore, how the negative things themselves were really positive. But then there's different interpretations and things. Mashiach will come, I guess our eyes will be open. You know, even the Tanakh that we have today, for example, in the book of Tre Yosser, there's a prophecy of Zechariah, one of the last three Nevi'im, Chagas Chaim Malachi. Rashi says a prophecy of Zechariah until Eliyahu comes, and I can understand exactly what it's talking about. It's written very unclear what he's referring to. There's many things we're not going to know what they mean until Mashiach will come. So the deeper meaning of Eicha Mashiach will teach us, but at least we will give some interpretation to some of the second to last pasuk. He says, Pasuk says, Ashiveinu Hashem Malacha v'noshiv achad Hashemeinu kikedem. Return us to you, Hashem, and we will return, renew our days as in former times. He says, let's tie to Hashiveinu Hashem Malacha, return us Hashem to you. So he says, by not being played with Davish, our first plan A was that all the Yidden will learn Torah directly from Davish. But they were too scared. They went over to Meshach Rabbeinu. They said, it's too much for us. Davish said, okay, everything will go through Meshach Rabbeinu now. But that wasn't really the way it was supposed to be. He says, when Mashiach will come, Davish will teach us Torah directly. Basically, Yaakov and Yisrael are Paul Kale, Rashi being Adam, Rashi's Bolok, that when Mashiach will come, he didn't learn Torah directly from Davish. So that's tied to Hashiveinu Hashem Leilach, Adam Davish, Davish should return us to him, and learn Torah directly from him. Had Hashiveinu Kekadim knew our days as old, as in previous times, but people say, they want things to be better, like the way they were, I don't know, before him, the Talmud, or this, or that. He says, Kekadim means the way it was before Kaidim Achayt, there will be no Yates and Huddle, be the way it was meant to be Lachatkhila before Chayt Eitz Hadas. Fine, anyway, the kid is, we should have the Gula Amidus HaShleiman Mashiach will come and will fill us in and we'll see all the good, happy interpretations.